You gotta think about yourself, Irene, Mr. Robichaud said. That son of yours is gonna put you in your grave. That's it. You tell her, Claude.
Well, Mrs. Riley said, we'll give Ignatius a chance. Maybe he'll make good yet.
Selling weenies? Santa asked. Lord.
She shook her head.
Well, let me go dump these dishes into sink. Come on, let's go see that precious Debbie Reynolds.
A few minutes later, after Santa had stopped in the parlor to kiss her mother goodbye, the three of them set out for the theater. The day had been a balmy day. A south wind had been blowing steadily from the Gulf. Now the evening was still warm. Heavy odors of Mediterranean cooking floated across the congested neighborhood from the open kitchen windows in every apartment building and double house. Each resident seemed to be making some contribution, however small, to the general cacophony of dropping pots, booming television sets, arguing voices, screaming children, and slamming doors.
St. Odo Parish is really at it tonight, Santa commented thoughtfully, as the three slowly strolled down the narrow sidewalk between the curb and the steps of the double houses built in solid, straight rows down each block.
The street lights shone on the treeless stretches of asphalt and cement and continuous old slate roofs.
It's even worse in the summertime. Everybody's out on the streets till 10, 11 o'clock.
Don't tell me, precious,
Mrs. Riley said as she hobbled dramatically between her friends.
Remember, I'm from Dauphin Street. We used to put the kitchen chairs out on the banquette and sit there till midnight sometimes, waiting for the house to cool off. And the things that people down here say, Lord!
Vicious is what it is, Santa agreed. Dirty mouths.
Poor Papa, Mrs. Riley said. He was so poor. Then when he went and got his hand caught in that fan belt, the people in the neighborhood had the nerve to say he must have been drunk. The anonymous letters we got about that. And my poor old Tante Boo Boo, 80 years old. She was burning a candle for her poor departed husband, and it fall off the night table and sets a mattress on fire. The people said she was smoking in bed.
I believe people innocent until they're proven guilty.
That's the same way I feel, Claude, Mrs. Riley said. Just the other day I says to Ignatius, Ignatius, I think people innocent until they prove guilty.
Irene!
They crossed St. Claude Avenue during a lull in the heavy traffic and walked along the other side of the avenue under the neon lights. As they were passing a funeral parlor, Santa stopped to talk to one of the mourners standing out on the sidewalk.
Say, mister, who'd they got laid out in there?
She asked the man.
They waken old Lady Lopez,
the man answered.
You don't say. She the wife of that Lopez ran the little market over on Frenchman Street?
That's the one.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that,
Santa said.
What she died from?
Heart trouble.
Ain't that a shame?
Mrs. Riley said emotionally.
Poor girl.
Well, if I was dressed, Santa told the man, I'd go in and pay my respects. Me and my friends here are just on our way to a picture show. Thank you.